This episode is brought to you by Corkhead Wine Festival 2020, a Step Up Buffalo event. On Saturday, February 8th, Step Up Buffalo presents a fun and approachable wine tasting experience, the second annual Corkhead Wine Festival. Come enjoy a highly curated list of 100 wines from all around the world, go to educational tasting seminars and interactive experiences, shop artisan vendors while you sip, and enjoy a ton of cheese at the official Cabot Cheese table. It's all happening on Saturday, February 8th. Go to stepupbuffalo.com/SOBEvents for tickets and more information. This is Step Up Buffalo's Hump Day Podcast, your guide to a FOMO-free weekend.
Hi, everyone. This is the Step Up Buffalo Podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Lauren.
And today we are answering questions.
Yes, you guys answered some questions. We pulled out a general Q&A, what do you want to know, on Instagram. You guys sent us a bunch of questions. Some of them are real good. Some of y'all are weirdos, but we're going to answer your questions anyways. So
it should be fun.
It's going to be great. I'm going to kick it off. Our first question someone asked was, have you toured a silo apartment? And the answer is no, not yet, because they're not open. But here's what we have done. We've rock climbed at the silos, slash Rick has rock climbed at the silos. We did an escape room at the silos. We watched him try to rock climb with flip-flops on like an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
It was really great. We did an escape room at the silos, but I don't know if they still have that escape room.
I don't know either.
We've been to the Duende Bar at the silos. We've been to art festivals and barbecue festivals and music festivals at the silos. We've seen the ice barge at the silos. At the Riverworks silos, there's a zip line you can do. Explore Buffalo does tours of like the older silos. The apartments are going to be at the silo, so like that whole silo complex are actually expected to open like in the distant future. They don't even have a date for it yet. It's just kind of hypothetical drawings. And
is this at Silo City?
I'm assuming so. Yeah. I don't know what other silo apartments there are.
Like, I know that they're like, yeah, like working on a whole bunch of things there, but that was like pretty much just announced.
Yeah, and it's all just, like I said, drawings and like, we want to do this. And I think, right. I don't even know if they have the funding for it yet. So
unless that'll we're be missing something.
I mean, there might be other silos.
You never know.
Who knows?
Definitely other silos, but
I don't know if they have apartments in them.
Right.
That'll be fun to watch, though, to kind of see
when
and why they develop that wall.
I think that'll be super cool.
I do, too. So if when they open, maybe we will do a silo apartment tour. And
I think that's a good idea. Why not?
We'll Instagram it or whatever other futuristic form of social media. We'll do videos
in
on
4
there.
Years.
With our eyeballs, we'll just record video.
Through our contacts.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Just black mirror, transfer it to you through our brains.
100%.
Okay, gotta go.
Okay, next up, second question. What crime is fitting for people who ask for a ranch with their wings? I'm so glad I got this one. basically what Lauren wrote on here is...
No, Amanda wrote that. Amanda helped put this list together, so this is Amanda's quote.
Only going to Buffalo Wild Wings for their ranch covered with... That's amazing. Like, that is the best answer. I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, get out of here, go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Why don't you go down to Erie, PA and do that?
Right.
Like, I mean, get out.
I can't.
Of the whole Western New York area.
Yeah. I mean, you know better than
shunned.
That. Does anyone, like, this is such like a battle, but does anyone actually use ranch that's from here?
I just don't understand.
I feel like, if they do, they're just.
I honestly just want to gag. I've never thought about it this much, like, in depth, because I don't know, I never allowed myself to, but I'm really thinking about it, and, like, why would you do that? Maybe I should try it.
I've been, like, other places that didn't have blue cheese and had ranch. It's not the worst thing in the world, but if you have the option between, like, Rudy's or a good blue cheese.
I mean, I'm trying to think, have I ever even put ranch on a chicken finger, and I don't think I have.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how Buffalo Emily is.
I'm not trying to even be Buffalo. I'm just like wondering, and I don't know. Maybe, but.
I feel like I have in desperate times.
Yeah.
Like desperate times call for desperate measures.
Totally. Like ranch, no shade to ranch in general, but like.
Yeah. No, it has its time and place.
I think I might try this and just, I'll keep you guys posted.
We should do a live story of that,
we
too.
Should.
Emily tries putting ranch on different foods.
So many good ideas. Okay.
All right. Next question. Are you hiring? We actually get asked this question quite a lot. And right now we are not currently hiring full time, but we do offer internships in marketing and event planning every fall and spring semester.
And summer.
And summer semester.
Three times a year.
I keep forgetting that that's like three different things. So yeah, we'll actually be hiring for our summer interns in the next couple months. So keep an eye out for that if that's something you're interested in or if you know someone.
I've been meaning to send you that link, Lauren.
You should probably do that. This is your reminder.
Yeah.
We also are always looking for great freelance writers. So if you're interested in that, you can email us, dreamjobs@stepupbuffalo.com.
We have a page on our website with instructions about what to do. So follow that if you don't mind. And
And that's the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, non-alcoholic activities, !! There's tons of these, and we're working on a guide, but I've just been slow with it. But ice skating, there's always Canal Side and Fountain Plaza downtown. You can always spend a day at Smash Brothers in Niagara Falls, which is like one of those places where you can smash a bunch of stuff with a hammer or a sledgehammer or I don't know.
Whatever you want. Use. I feel like there's probably like a weapons arsenal. This is how I imagine it. It's just like choose your poison and you just grab something and just
Right. I always was I was reading through like their kind of like menu and it's like hilarious. It's like what you get with it. Like you get to smash two little items and one big item or whatever it is. And I just thought that was really funny.
Is wall an option? Because I want to smash through a wall. I want to take a sledgehammer and, like, knock down a wall.
I don't know.
I want the deluxe package that includes knocking down this building.
That would be so... That would have to be expensive. Like,
I don't know. I think we might We might go this weekend, so I'll let you guys know
what we
smash.
Then you could always go sledding or tobogganing at Chestnut Ridge or, you know, various hills around town, since we're talking winter activities. It's kind of like the equivalent to hiking.
I feel like we should also mention the tubing.
Yeah.
Like Holiday Valley and does Kissing Bridge have tubing? Like
for
the giant inflatable tubes that you just whip down the hills.
Yeah. And honestly, there's always like skiing and snowboarding too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, but I was bringing Paul. And he's, like, skied before, but not, like, recently or enough that he had, like, any idea what he was doing. And it's, like, I mean, it's definitely an expensive day, but it's kind of a cool, like, experience if it's a nice, not too freezing, snowy winter weekend.
So
just keep that in mind. It's doable. You can rent skis there, even at just KB, you know. Spend the day shopping at Vidler's, kind of, were we talking about this in the last episode?
Yeah,
going to East Aurora and
perfect winter
out.
Wonderland.
Totally. They have ice bumper cars and ice bikes at Canal Side, so check that out. Holiday wise, just like wandering around town looking at holiday lights. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it now. We have a guide on our website for like what was that? We polled, like, our readers, right?
Yeah, and they told us, like, the best neighborhoods and even, like, the best houses to go to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
And then we also have a guide on our website that is a bunch of cool mocktail spots. So if you are looking to kind of, like, do a serious play on non-alcoholic activities, this is where to go to get mocktails.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like as kind of a pro tip, almost every place you go to can do mocktails. You just have to ask them.
Yeah.
And like if you're somewhere with a great mixologist, whether it's the Galley Lounge or Debotsu or Shirt Factory or wherever, like they're talented enough that they can whip something flavorful together.
Yeah. And so many places can, right. They can like take one that they already have and turn it into a mocktail.
Which is pretty cool.
All right. There you go.
All right. Someone asked us which local Walmart has the best Wolf shirts.
And
I'm gonna read you verbatim what Amanda put. She put, "I would order them online for their massive array of Wolf tees." Amanda was not here to play with you guys.
Like, duh.
But for real, though, we did put a couple great vintage spots if you do want, like, vintage Wolf tees. Like, maybe you were genuinely asking because Wolf tees are cool now because 90s is back. I don't know.
Question mark?
This is all giant ongoing question. But if you do want great vintage, you can check out the new Paloma Exchange, which Emily is obsessed with. Vintage Chameleons get really cool vintage stuff. My Cousin's Vintage, which is a lot of sports vintage-y stuff. Two Guys Goodbyes is a great find. Second Chic. They probably won't have ironic Wolf shirts, but they'll have like other cool stuff at Second Chic.
But still.
So there you go. I hope that someone answered your weird question.
All right, next up, Saturday day drinking spots. Totally depends on what you're really going for, but we love a good brewery for this. Thin Man, New York Beer Project, if you're up in the North Towns.
That's such a good spot.
It really is. Pearl Street. It's, you know, like, that's one that I do forget about.
New York Beer Project?
Especially in the, no, Pearl Street.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
in the winter, like, that's a good vibe for that. Like, mm-hmm. that, I don't know, I just love how much wood they have in there. Like,
yeah.
that is just a wintry spot in my mind.
That's, like, the key to a good, cozy spot, is you need to be solid wood.
Yeah, totally. Resurgence, speaking of wood, Rusty Nickel and their new spot. Downtown on, what is it, Broadway, right?
Yeah, 36 like Broadway.
And then there's always Buffalo Cider Hall, which is across from the new Thin Man location.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two spots to go to, like, the Chandlerville area and just hit up a couple of different spots.
You could spend a whole afternoon in Chandler, honestly.
If you're looking for cocktails, try Lloyd, Liberty Hound, Billy Club, Marble and Rye, Casa Azul. I don't know if Marble and Rye would be open on the Saturday, though.
You don't think
for a day drink.
Oh, true. They might be like a 5 p.m. spot.
Yeah. True, and true, I think true. Billy Club, too. But still, 5 p.m. is during the day.
Yeah. Depending on what time you go.
For wine, try Wine on Hurdle, Tapo Little Club, Dive Bars, Dalmatia Hotel, Dally's. What is that? I've never heard
Dally's,
of that.
Dally's. Amanda actually put that on the list, but that's on the corner of my mom. Or I shouldn't say that. That is on the corner near where my mom lives. It's like on in South Buffalo. It's like Seneca and Maywood Streets.
Yeah.
It's right there. It's Eddie very
hole in the wall. 100%. We have a whole dive bar guide on our website that you should check out, and that would be perfect for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're looking for something fancier, Patina 250, the Curtis Hotel, 500 Pearl.
Yeah.
All good options.
Like you said, depends on your vibe. Yeah. What kind of Saturday day drunk do you want to be?
Totally.
There you go. All right. Someone asked for a fun bar to take my 26-year-old sister when she visits. So we've got a couple fun options. Hatchets and Hops, I think, is a really fun place to take people from out of town because alcohol plus throwing hatchets. What could go wrong? And right next to there is Masada Masuda Chow, so like check that out. Alan Burger Venture is a great spot that I tend to forget about, but that is a really fun like place to take people for their birthday. Mr. Good Bar, depending on what your 26-year-old sister is like. Cole's another great spot right next to Good Bar. Hydraulic Hearth is an awesome spot. Ham and Fatty Beer Co. Well, it's just Fatty Co.
Yeah. Fatty Beer
is the one in Hamburg fatty, or is it
they're both fatty now?
Okay, so either of the fatties or Morpat, any of those places, I think are pretty. I think your 26-year-old sister would like them.
I agree,
or do all of them.
Depends, obviously, but
yeah, feel out your sister's vibe.
There's some good ideas there. All right, restaurants with a cool and cozy atmosphere. Don't get too specific here, people, with your questions. So again, depending on what you're going for, Perks is like a super casual.
Yeah.
Cozy atmosphere. Root and Bloom, same thing. It's like you're going to sit down and eat, but it's like very casual.
There's cushions, so you're nice and cushy.
Mm-hmm. Mother's is more of an upscale, like you're going to pay more for your food.
Yeah.
But the atmosphere is definitely cozy. Toutant is more of like a mid-range, I would say like cool. It's on the cooler side.
For sure.
Craving on Hurdle is, that's a great spot. I think they have a great menu.
I do too.
And Shango is similar to that too. It's like super cozy. The menu's awesome. Great wine list.
I'm literally envisioning these, and Perks and Root and Bloom are like that bright cozy where you're just like bright eyed and bushy tailed and like sipping delicious drinks and stuff. And then the Mother's Toutant Craving Shango is like that dark kind of cozy where it's like the late night cozy vibes.
Right. And also, as you say cozy, I'm thinking like the place on off of Elmwood.
Yes.
Like that's like super cozy. I don't know about cool, but cozy for sure.
Definitely cozy. Okay, last question someone asked was, what are the best vegan restaurants in town? And there are actually a ton of vegan restaurants. Vegan is kind of having a moment right now.
I feel like we should say that, like, preface this with, we're not vegan. So saying the best, like, we're not looking for vegan food all the time. So
yes,
this is, like, recommendations we've gotten.
These are really good restaurants that are vegan or that have a lot of great vegan options. So Root and Bloom, again, there you go. Cozy, cool, and vegan. Amy's Place over in like the North Buffalo area. Is that what we're calling it? Like
no,
UB
wait,
University
it's like
Heights
UB
area.
South. Yeah.
Yeah. Amy's Place is great. It's cash only, though, so just keep that in mind. Kind of like a diner vibe. Betty's, I feel like, is a classic vegan place. Grindhouse, Villa Verde Cafe, Squeeze, Ashker's, Poppy Seed. We could go on and on. Sweetness 7 isn't strictly vegan, but they have their own vegan chef.
A lot of, like, none of those are, well, some of them are strictly vegan, but yeah. A lot of them aren't. Like, Betty's isn't just all vegan.
Yeah, Root and Bloom is, though. So, yeah. I mean, but again, those places have a lot of great options. So. Oh,
and I love the food at all of those spots.
So. Same. If you're looking for vegan desserts, Churn is all vegan ice cream. Fry Baby Donuts is all vegan donuts. Adrian's Custard is a vegan custard. Sweet Jenny's has vegan options. If you're looking for wings, Hot Mama's Canteen does a really good eggplant wing. Cafe 59 has polenta wings. Allentown Pizza does seitan wings. And we've got guides to literally all of these places on our website. You can literally just search the word vegan and these guys will pop up for you. My
mouth is watering.
I'm just so hungry. Just thinking
of Root and Bloom's vegan wings.
Like, we need to go back.
I mean, better than real wings sometimes. Obviously,
I
totally different, agree. But like, yum.
Yeah.
I'm drooling.
Agreed. Same. And now that they have their liquor license.
Boom, boom.
Gotta go back.
All right. Well, that's our Q&A for the day.
It is. If you guys ever have any other questions, you can always DM us on Instagram at Step Up Buffalo or Facebook, Step Up Buffalo.
And we'll add them to our list for the next round.
We'll answer your questions. And if you're interested in getting our content sent to you daily, you can go to stepupbuffalo.com/subscribe. For our emails, Emily writes them. We've told you how good they are. Just subscribe to them already. How many times do I have to tell you?
Yeah, we'll pop into your inbox with all this good stuff.
Hello, like Mrs. Doubtfire. Also, if you really like this podcast, please give us a rating and recommend us to a friend. It really helps us out and helps us grow and helps us know how you guys are liking us.
Totally.
Also makes us feel really good on the inside. So
yes,
it's just really nice to do.
All right, that's the episode for today. We'll see you next week.
Bye.